How's it going, everybody? This is Stephen Klatz with Klatz Talk. This is episode 5. I was off for a week. Everybody at my house is sick. Everybody still is now, except me, so that's good. But today, we're going to be talking about the Tide Pod Challenge. And I wanted to talk about this last week, but there have actually been a couple more additions to this insane story here as it adds up every day. So for those of you that don't know, the Tide Pod Challenge just recently emerged about a couple weeks ago. Everybody reporting on it a couple weeks ago. It's been going on for actually quite a while. So Tide Pods, if you don't know, they are little tiny packs of detergent. They look exactly like a pack that you would put in a dishwasher. And Tide makes them, and they are little detergent packs. You just throw them in the washer, and it takes care of everything. You don't have to put it in the little measuring cup and dump it in the washer that makes a mess and everything. So they look really cool, and one of the problems is that they look kind of appetizing because of the color, and I guess that makes them look good somehow. So this actually started, so this is kind of some rumors here. This apparently started December 8th of 2015. The Onion, which is a website that posts a lot of news stories and pretty much bogus stuff that I've seen, they posted an article titled, "So Help Me God, I'm Going to Eat One of Those Multicolored Detergent Pods." Of course, they probably couldn't say Tide Pods. So this article literally is about someone explaining how badly they want to eat a Tide Pod and how they will get away with it. And it's kind of from the perspective of a child, which is pretty sad because that's actually happened a lot. There have been a lot of cases recently in the past few years where kids have gotten a hold of Tide Pod and eaten it. And I think a couple infants have died because of it. But other than that, they just got really, really sick. So as far as what happened after this article actually went up on the Onion site in 2015, the end of 2015, I'm not really sure how many cases might have taken place after that actually kind of started this trend. But that was, you know, over 2 years ago, which is crazy. But College Humor then uploaded a video in 2017, so a couple years later, showing a man eating Tide Pods because they looked so inviting and delicious, which is super weird. But if you if you have actually seen these things and you think about your child mindset, you're like, yeah, I would definitely eat one of those if I had access to it. They're just super colorful and they look like candy. There's actually a picture somewhere that I saw today where they put a couple of Tide Pods in on a table in a mix of a bunch of candy. And it's kind of like tricky to see what's what at a first, you know, few second glance there. So do they look appetizing? Yeah, from a child mindset, you can kind of understand that. But there are these kids that are posting videos online now, physically eating these Tide Pods and just digging their teeth into them, and you could see the detergent just shoot out of it and into their mouth, and there's all that powder in there too. How can you think that's safe? It's ridiculous. The trend then skyrocketed from there. There were memes all over the internet after that College Humor video last year. There are a lot of memes of like Tide Pods on pizza and like in cereal and just saying like how good it looks, just, you know, meme stuff. The videos then started popping up on YouTube after that, like I said, a bunch of teens eating the Tide Pods. So there are a bunch of articles online that are explaining really how dangerous this is. So any amount, even the smallest amount of this detergent going into your body, through your body, can cause instant diarrhea and vomiting. The pods are actually more toxic than straight liquid detergent, which is insane. So the liquid detergent can cause a mild upset stomach, but the pods can cause, like I said, excessive vomiting, wheezing, gasping, breathing problems that are so severe that a ventilator is needed for some people, which you might think is a little exaggerated for me to say, but that's actually true. That just shows that you should not be eating these things. The pods contain more concentrated detergent than just a straight liquid. That's why it's a lot more dangerous. They're about 90% active ingredients and 10% water. But beyond that, no one fully understands why they're more toxic other than that. In the first 15 days of 2018, of this year, the American Association of Poison Control Centers received the same number of calls about intentional exposures to laundry packets among teens than it did in all of 2016, 2 years ago. So the whole 2016, the whole 365 days of 2016, they got the same number of calls about intentional exposures to harm someone's body than the first 15 days of 2018. That's crazy. So a lot of people are just kind of questioning, why are teens doing this? It's not obvious, but it really sucks why they're doing this. So any teen nowadays will see something like this trending on Twitter or YouTube. They'll notice it's getting popular and they naturally have to jump in, put in their 2 cents, and they got to go along with what everybody else is, doing. So they got to pitch in their part for some reason. I don't know why. That's just how they do it. They got to get the most attention that they possibly can, because everybody else is getting attention, so why can't they get attention for it? Once the hashtags add up, it trends even more, causing even more teens to do it, and so on and so on and so on, more kids throwing up on YouTube. So how do they not know that this is bad for them? It's also what the first thing I thought, like, why? There's no sense to it. So if there's a product specifically made to wash clothes, why would anyone think it's edible? It just does not make any sense at all. Just teens really don't care. Not all of them, but a lot of them really don't care nowadays. They'll do anything that gets them attention they desperately want. That's all they care about. Some teens, not all of them. Some teens, all they care about is getting the attention and getting popular and getting all this trending crap on YouTube, and that's really all they want. There's just a couple examples I can think of off the top of my head. One of them being the cinnamon challenge. Everybody remembers that, where take a spoonful of just straight cinnamon and just quickly put it in your mouth. And I guess see if you can swallow it or see how long you can hold it in your mouth while you're holding your breath. I don't know. It was stupid. But either way, a lot of people got problems with that getting straight into your lungs. That's so bad for you. That's really bad. I still do some stupid stuff, but I would not take a spoonful of cinnamon. The choking game, where friends would just choke each other until they pass out, which I guess is considered fun now? I don't know. That's just a couple examples. Many people, mostly teens, have tweeted at Tide saying how they lost a bet, ate a Tide Pod, and now they're having a terrible burn in their stomach or their entire body. You can actually see these on Twitter. They tweeted to Tide and told them, oh, I lost a bet, but, you know, long story short, I ate a Tide Pod, so now I'm hurting and I need help. And if I was Tide, I would either not respond or say, okay, don't be stupid, and, you know, leave a poison control call number. But they did respond by saying something along the lines of, our products should not be consumed, obviously. Please call your doctor or local poison control center. So luckily they just responded by Twitter and seemed a little calm about it, at least. Tide responded later to these challenges by saying the following: nothing is more important to us than the safety of people who use our products. We're deeply concerned about conversations related to intentional and improper use of liquid laundry packs, and have been working with leading social media networks to remove harmful content that is not consistent with their policies. So already now, YouTube is starting to take down the Tide Pod challenges, as they're encouraging dangerous activities, obviously. Tide also tweeted out a video last week talking about how the pods should be for laundry and nothing else. It's pretty funny, actually, but they really shouldn't have to do that. You would never think in your career that you would have to invent something that's so not revolutionary, but that's going to sell so much and become pretty popular for moms, I guess. But you would never think that it would turn out like this and that you'd have to make a video talking about how you should not ever eat your product that you made. So should Tide change the color invitingness of the pods, or should parents just hide them better? Parents and a lot of other people actually just came out to Tide recently and said, you know, you should really make them look less inviting and not make them look so colorful. They're just doing that. Yeah, the detergent has like a little swirl on the pack, but that other than that, they have to have that detergent in there. That's kind of the whole purpose of washing your clothes. So, in my opinion, I think parents should put them up better. I don't care. Put them in a safe. Like, whatever you have to do. For kids, or for, you know, infants and toddlers, it's different. Yeah, put them up on a shelf. For anybody else, I don't know. Put them somewhere where they can't get them. It's really pretty simple. But I guess it's more difficult when it comes to teens, because you don't really know that your teen is eating a Tide Pod until you walk in on them and they're throwing up and there's detergent all over them. So that kind of makes sense. But the point is, they shouldn't have to change their product just because a bunch of teenagers want to be stupid and try to be popular and go along with the trends and almost kill themselves. It's just really ridiculous. You should never have to change something that you made just because other people are abusing it and harming themselves. But, you know, Tide's pretty awesome. I don't know. They might come forward and say that they made the detergent colorless, something stupid like that. But I guarantee you, if they do something, people are not going to be satisfied. And they're still going to call Tide and tweet at them and say, my kids are still eating these Tide Pods. All right, so super easy. I hope I changed some teen lives and brought them away from that cupboard with the colorful Tide Pods. So yeah, pretty easy. Do they look good? Yeah, kind of. But you know what they're for. You know why they look delicious, because they have detergent in them. And you can't make them any less delicious that I know of. We'll see. Tide shouldn't have to change anything on their end just because these stupid teens are doing that. Yes, when it comes to babies, it sucks when your kid eats a Tide Pod, your infant or toddler, I mean. But the parents just got to put them up. Just put them up somewhere where they can't reach it. Lock it away. I don't care. Whatever it takes. Tide shouldn't have to change something just because you can't control what your child gets. That's my opinion. Yes, my kids get into stuff all the time, and it always happens. But if they eat a Tide Pod, especially my 9-month-old, if he crawls into the kitchen and, God forbid, opens the cabinet and grabs a delicious-looking Tide Pod and eats it, I don't think I'm going to call or tweet at Tide and say, hey, my 9-month-old ate a Tide Pod, you should probably not make him look like candy. No, because he would have grabbed anything in that freaking cupboard and ate it. That was probably just the closest thing there was, I'm sure. The point is, they shouldn't have to change anything on their end for your sake. If they do, then good for them. You know, that's awesome. I have no idea what they could do. Get rid of the color? I don't know. Either way, parents, keep them away from the babies. Kids, keep them out of your mouth. Parents, keep them away from the kids. Really pretty simple stuff. So really quick, back to The Onion posting that article and College Humor posting a video about how delicious these apparently are. Yeah, these are, you know, comedy sites. The Onion is pretty, like I said, pretty bogus material. Just really joking around with a lot of stuff. College Humor, obviously, is about College Humor. So people can't really be mad at them for doing this, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, they're just trying to be funny, like I said. The fact that teens somehow turn this into, well, I guess it was then turned into the meme, and then from there, the teens saw it and tried to be cool, and then I think that's when they started uploading the videos. So you really can't blame The Onion or College Humor or wherever this meme started, iFunny, whatever. You really can't. They're just being funny. That's just how people are. And it's the teens that, it's some teens, whoever it was that started this, that take this and laugh about it and then think, hey, you know what? Maybe we should try to eat these and just see what happens. and you just see how messed up our body gets. I mean, these things can just cause diarrhea, vomiting, wheezing, like I said, and also just, I mean, it can just physically burn the inside of your body, like a spicy food. It's that same kind of reaction that your body has to it, and I don't blame it. It's pretty messed up. I just don't get the mindset that these people have. Just stop eating Tide Pods, please. It's not good. So again, it's not any article's fault or College Humor or iFunny. There have been memes about worse things. There are still memes about worse things. Anybody knows that, that gets an iFunny or whatever. You know that there's some pretty bad stuff. There's pretty raunchy stuff out there that nobody takes and makes it real. You know, nobody takes a messed up meme. It's like, oh, let's actually try that in real life. Unless there are some ones that aren't as bad as this and aren't harmful to your own body. Then, yeah, whatever. But it's obviously not their fault, and I think everybody knows that. I just wanted to point that out. It's just these teens trying to be popular and trying to get attention and all this stuff. And that's really all I have to say on this. Thanks for listening, those of you who did. And I'll see you next week.